Friday afternoon deploy got confused, and the only resolutions we made were conflict resolutions in GitHub. I was going to make a joke, but they missed the context from our little riff that we had going there.
Oh, yeah.
But it had something to do with the in-flight controls written in Node.js.
Yeah. I like to think a cobalt cowboy somewhere is very happy these days.
A cobalt cowboy?
A cobalt cowboy.
What is a cobalt cowboy?
He's a guy that still knows how to write cobalt code.
Oh. Yeah. Cobol.
Yeah.
It's cobalt.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I'm not trying to insult you.
I put a T on the end.
I was confused because I was like, is that like do people do that recreationally? Like lithium?
Yeah, no, sorry, yeah. That's a
cobalt.
Cobalt is a metal.
Cobalt is a element.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna have another mint.
Yeah, no, go for it. just keep taking them until you chop the last letter off of every word, you know?
I'm gonna have to have my wife come pick me up. That'll be okay.
Man, it is 2023. In the year
of our Lord.
Yeah. Since the year of our Lord. Whatever the hell it means.
No one knows what it means.
Since Julius Caesar made up the current calendar that we use.
Uh-huh. It's the year one post-COVID.
One AC after COVID.
Yeah. I like to think of it as the third age. Mm-hmm. So it's the third age now. It's the age of men. Hey, at least we're not fucking it up. You know? That's right.
We're doing great.
We got it. Have you guys seen these rings?
We are doing
fine. Yeah. They're NFTs. Everyone should get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone should get them.
They allow you to have a special membership.
It's a non-fungible ring.
Mm-hmm. You can't fungible it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't know if you've read the Sauron white paper.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's an infallible.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. It's on the blockchain.
Exactly. Forged from the fires of Mount Gox.
Mount Gox.
Anyway. We pretended like we had a topic, which was New Year's Eve resolutions of a dev varietal for the industry.
Yeah.
And then I followed through on my New Year's resolution to come to the show even less prepared than normal.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I didn't prepare. So I did my best.
Okay. There you go. That's fair.
And that I feel like I don't think I could have underprepared more.
Okay. All right. No. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, you know.
Are you guys excited? Is there like, I don't know. This was a weird New Year's for me.
Okay.
I don't know if everyone else felt that way. I don't know if other people felt like they were turning some corner or something, but like this one was for me a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for?
Anticlimactic?
Kind of, yeah. I wasn't like disappointed. It just felt business as usual.
We found like the latest reservation we could for dinner, which was like 8:30, and we were like, all right, we're going to be honest with each other.
Yep.
We're shooting to make it to 10:30.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 11, and I was like, I don't think we can.
Yep.
And then we just sat on the couch till like, literally 12:01.
Dude, 12:01.
And we're like, fuck, go to bed. We're going
Paige
to bed.
Paige and I went to bed.
We're going to bed.
Man, y'all are more dedicated. I pretty much celebrated with London and called it a day.
That's the thing is we watched London, the replay on YouTube with Henry before he went to bed.
Nice.
So that he felt included. This is at like 7 p.m. Yeah. And I was like, and after he went to bed, I turned to Paige and I was like, honestly, at this point, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I saw the fireworks.
Yep.
I actually gave a shit. They had the tribute to the Queen
at
the end of it. That was a dope-ass fireworks show over the River Thames.
Yeah.
It was cool. But somehow or another, we did end up making it to 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
I do have, if I'm going to watch, I've acquired a taste for a very specific New Year's broadcast.
Love this.
It's the Don Lemon fucks up the CNN.
Oh, yeah.
Don Lemon gets shit-faced and fucks up the CNN. Did you watch it this year?
Yes.
In New Orleans, where they fucking missed the count? They missed the count! He got talking to the DJ and, like, hot mic the whole time, talking to women in the crowd, going, "What's up, baby? How you doing?"
Yep.
And the DJ started playing a song, and, like, you could see the timer coming up, and the producer had cut to a countdown, but everyone in the venue, like, missed it. Mm. And
I want more live TV that's that way.
Oh,
I want sporting event coverage that's that way.
They are always, always on the CNN show, and I'm not a CNN fan at all. They are always fucking it up, like, incredibly every year. They're always shit faced, miss the count, whatever it is.
It's hilarious.
It's so cringy.
It's awesome.
It's so cringy.
I love it.
If you like rolling up in a blanket of cringe.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Boy, have I got a thing for you, December 31st, 2023.
I want to
tune it to CNN watch Don Lemon fuck it up.
That might give me something to watch.
I want Don Lemon and two drunk uncles doing, like, middle tier college football games. Like, that's the energy I want in my life. I want that exact, like, same experience for watching Arkansas play Missouri State.
Getting shitty and watching
I want
game.
That in more things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not just my New Year's Eve.
Is that part of the thing that you would pay for the extra commentary track?
I would 1,000% pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's true.
I don't know if you've seen the Manning cast on Monday Night Football. But, like, I'm not a big NFL guy.
I'm not.
It's
at
fine.
All. Yeah.
Anyway, like, I started watching it just because it was novelty. And, like, they're, like, cussing and, like, flipping each other off and, like, making fun of, like, the players doing something dumb or being like, "I don't know why the hell the coach did that."
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
I would love to watch, like,
and, like,
Dan Lebatard and his crew call a football game.
Yeah.
Or, like, not even call a football game. Just talk while they watch.
And that's the thing. It's the beauty of podcasting, but you're watching a sporting event with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're just, it's just, you know, in the Manning cast case, it's two brothers who were both, like, the highest level of the thing that you could be on Earth, but then also, like, have been making fun of each other for 40 years.
So they've got
40 years of making fun of each other for looking stupid and having a giant head and being dumb that they could just get
inlay
with, you know, the commentary about the thing we're all watching together.
That's perfect. Great. That's wonderful.
I'm going to have to check that out sometime.
It's worth it. They've leaned in this year even more than previous years. It's worth a gander. But yes, no, to your point about New Year's, I think that's a great broadcast, but I did feel my washedness as an old dad.
Oh yeah,
this year it was, you know, we had late reservations and it was at like 6:30. Got the babysitter situated, and it was like, we should probably go for a drink because we might cancel dinner reservations. We got dressed up.
Yeah.
We did that part.
Let's go and get this.
So, like, let's at least go get the selfie.
Let's go get the selfie. Yeah,
and we'll have a glass of wine because we might have to cancel dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We might not make it.
I stopped at a Walmart neighborhood market on the way home from whatever the fuck we were doing. I don't even remember. Like, running errands with the whole family in the car. Oh, we were going home to make pizza.
That's fun.
Paige was like, we had a moment. This happens occasionally in my house where it's like, cool, we've got plenty of pepperoni, right? And it's like, no, we don't have any pepperoni at all. And I'm like, oh. Hey, what's going on this pizza?
Uh-huh.
You know,
and
I get the inventory and I'm like, cool, I'll stop at a grocery store.
Yep.
You know, let's not fuck this up. Just kidding. But I have a different appetite. It was a plenty fine pizza for someone that likes that kind of pizza.
Uh-huh.
I have more traditional taste when it comes to pizza.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, I'm going to get some stuff. And, you know, we're doing multiple. We got enough people. So I stopped at the grocery store to get, like, pepperoni and fucking provolone.
Yes.
And as I'm walking to the front, I go, oh, yeah. And I grabbed a bottle of sparkling something.
Hell yeah.
From Walmart.
Yep.
Like the top shelf Walmart option, which is like a $16 bottle of not champagne.
Yeah. It's Korbel with a different label.
It wasn't Korbel, but it was right there.
That's
with
Andre.
It, right? Yeah. It was not Andre. Oh, what's the shit? It's not a. It's not even really. It's its own category
it's
of thing.
Brute?
No, it wasn't a brute. It was,
sparkling
I'll
wine.
I'll remember. It was Prosecco.
Okay, yeah.
So I got
that's
a bottle
fair.
Of Prosecco.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
It's fine.
For a cheap thing, and we just want to do it. And
do
so, but that's how close we came to not drinking any sort of celebratory, not even, like, we didn't even have beer in the fridge at home. You know what I mean? It was like, we almost, and like, that's like the one time that Paige and I will sit and pop a bottle of champagne. Yeah. It's New Year's, right? If I hadn't found out that we were low on pepperoni, we would have been home for New Year's and been like, ah, fuck. Someone forgot. Let's go to bed.
Some water. Yeah, we like had saved
we'll
the bottle.
We'll have some sparkling water. Yeah. We do have a soda stream.
We'll soda stream some old white wine.
We'll soda stream some pickle juice.
Get it, girl.
You haven't tried that?
We have. I don't want to touch that.
You need a sparkling pickle teeny in your life,
Bull.
Sir.
I'm good. You can just explain it to me. We had like bought a nice bottle specifically for the occasion, right. And like I was like, there's no fucking way.
Are there still nice bottles up here? Because I almost came and got one.
I don't know if there are. I got some for the party per request, and then they didn't get touched. So there should be somewhere.
Someone walked out of here.
I was going to say,
someone walked out of here with a stash.
I bought some.
God
and
damn
set
it.
Them.
Alan,
I bought some and set them on the counter.
You guys, you know, I'm sorry. I've got a problem.
It's okay. We love you anyway.
He likes making it rain with champagne every time.
It's my gut turned over. I can't even pretend that I like champagne. As soon as I really started to think about it, it's like, oh God, no, it's terrible. I hate it. Hate that stuff. Yeah. Do you use a pizza stone with your pizza? We got one a while back and it's a game changer.
We didn't with this one because we were cooking of a certain Pinterest vintage.
But yes, we do have one.
We didn't use it for this particular pizza situation. Yeah. But it's awesome, yeah. You preheat that bastard?
I got one, and then next level life hack, I got the like largest cast iron mid-size pan you can for camping.
Yeah.
And then was like, just out of the blue one day, was like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. It's like 18 inches.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second.
Does it fit?
You can put any commercially available pizza in that thing, and let me tell you. Chef's kiss, perfection.
Nice, yep. Yeah.
Because it heats from the side also. So if you're not doing a crappy thin crust,
right.
Yeah. You're getting
a cracker.
If you're not doing stupid fucking pizza.
If you're not doing the wrong pizza.
Yeah.
No, I love all pizza. There's some things in life that the bad version is
your
a good
weird,
version.
Some are weird bruschetta pizza.
Yeah.
There's good and better, right?
You right. Know? That's the thing, right? Like there's that's perfect, right?
Good
like,
pizza or best pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some things in life that even if you're like, I don't know, it's still great.
Yeah.
You're not ever going to say no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pizza's one of the things.
Yeah.
It's you're going to be like, "Ah, this is still pizza."
Yeah.
It's still bread and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And sauce.
I love our pizza stone. I haven't thought about this, but I do have the giant cast iron attachment for a solo stove.
Ooh.
Attachment. It's a cast iron circle with a groove in the bottom.
It's in those instances.
It's big. And so, we have cooked wood-fired pizza on that.
Yes.
It's not like a wood-fired pizza oven. It's like cooking it on cast iron. And it's a smokeless grill or smokeless fire pit. It doesn't impart that much of a smoky flavor, but it's enough. And you cooked it outside in the fucking woods. It's great.
I've done more than one for the kids in the pellet grill. Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Excellent. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Put that on the list.
Try
I know Alan and I, did you, we were both, Alan and I were trading smoker picks over the holiday.
Yeah. I didn't smoke anything for this holiday, but Alyssa made a.
We were trading smoker stories.
Yeah.
Is what was happening.
Well, I sent you a picture of the baklava cheesecake.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That did look good.
It was so good. And we ate it all like in 2 days. So I didn't even feel bad about not making anything. I felt like I had to purge.
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole half a cheesecake was, that weighed heavy.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
I finally worked up the nerve, and I think I might have even talked about this on the show, to smoke a prime rib on the smoker.
Yes. Because
I've that's a tradition we have established in the last, I don't know, 5 years, is I do a prime rib on Christmas Eve. And, you know, it's just a large, expensive piece of meat, and I've been reticent to put it on the smoker, but I've done it enough, and I use the smoker enough that I'm like, actually, this is going to be a very simple cook.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to thermometer it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a giant hunk.
Exactly.
It's not like a pork shoulder or worse, a brisket, where you've got to like maintain a temperature for a really long time, and the biggest thing you can do is pull it too early.
Yep.
The worst thing I can do is pull it too late. And I'm going to have a probe in it. And it's going to be like, now, it's done.
Yes, exactly.
And so I micromanaged it a little bit because I didn't want to overdo it. But it came out excellent.
Love it.
I was a big fan.
Love it.
It was an expense, though.
Yes.
I went to Whole Foods to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my
whole
first
paycheck.
Am I
telling you?
I didn't even want to fuck with Richards, the local meat market. It's a zoo for that time of year. So I went, and they had rib roast there. In the thing, and they were like,
yep.
I forget. $18, $19 a pound.
Enough.
Actually, pretty good price. Like ribeye price.
Could be worse.
It's what it is. It's
could
ribeye.
Be worse.
It's bulk ribeye, but not bulk price. Bone in. But then right next to it, they had fucking dry aged ones. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my.
I mean, if you're gonna.
Do it right.
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. And I was like, it's 26 bucks a pound, but it's one meal a year, you know? Mm-hmm, and so I'm sizing it up and I'm looking and I'm like, get me three ribs. That sounds right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking three ribeyes worth for a family of three or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he fucking cuts it. It was a five rib roast. So he cut two off and then he puts it up there on the scale and goes, you good with that? And I was like, yep, because I can't make you glue them two other ribs on, you know? I mean, you're like, I can't like be like, nah, can you just like maybe cut that in half and then and then see if you can sell that love seat without a sofa to go with it, you know? So, so I bought me, 8 pounds, $26 per pound prime rib and threw it on the smoker. It was fucking delicious.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, totally. It's Christmas dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt fine about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I've spent way more at like a fucking airport restaurant because it was the only option to feed
to get
people.
The world's worst Caesar salad.
Say,
to
be it's like, not even good.
Yeah, exactly. I have spent that much money feeding my family at like 9 p.m. Yeah. at like a, you know, the only thing at the fucking airport's the Wolfgang Puck restaurant.
Yes.
And like, yeah, to eat fucking microwaved food because, not because I wanted to have a fancy dinner.
The head chef's
because,
a Cuisinart.
Exactly.
Chef Cuis. Yeah, we did, we had, you know, when the storm rolled in and it became apparent that like nobody was going to be able to do the plans we had and was like, all right, we're just going to hunker down and eat. Mm. And so we made a similar trip to Whole Foods and like we were really excited about doing duck. Mm. And so we got... You know, I just have to accept some things and some things, especially food related. Like I can't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just going to be the most crunchy vegan crappy version.
Mm-hmm.
Free range. The duck had a name. Mm-hmm. You get to see a picture of its family on the label.
It's all in the blockchain.
Yes, it's all in the blockchain.
You can audit it. You can audit it all the way back to
to the egg.
The egg I that think. It came out of.
Eggception. And unsurprisingly, the anemic hippie free range duck was terrible.
Ah, yeah.
And he needed some corn. I knew we had brought that on ourselves.
Mm. That's too bad.
I'm glad to hear that your whole paycheck meat story was better than mine.
Yeah.
It's it came out good. It could have been worse.
Good. I'm glad.
I did have to laugh at the guy after he cut it though.
Yeah.
Like he like had to ask.
Like, hey man, you good?
He made eye contact and was like, he didn't say the price. Mm-hmm. He was just like,
you good?
Yeah.
We good here? And I was like, yes. And it was like not as bad as my I almost bought a $4,000 shirt in Las Vegas.
You've got a even worse
where story. I had to like sit there and go like, am I about to pay for this?
Is my manhood being questioned by this situation?
Am I going to let my embarrassment at this situation cause me to make a stupid financial decision? But you know, $187 piece of meat was not the stupidest financial decision I ever made.
No.
A $4,000 shirt would have been.
Maybe.
And if I haven't told you that story, Alan,
yeah, no.
I'll do it offline.
Okay.
But I almost owned a real nice shirt.
Yeah, boy.
A fucking mall.
Oh.
I couldn't even. I was, after
the
I, the more I thought
place.
About it, I was mad.
Wow.
Dude, I did homework.
This is a mall.
What
I did
it
homework.
Made out of?
Like woven like
the tears of liberals.
Yeah. I think it was like I think they skinned a bunch of it was like it was hair from like alopecia children. So they only get one good hair per kid.
Nope.
Do we just get canceled?
Is that what it sounds like?
We self-canceled.
It was so quiet.
We apologize, everyone.
The views of this cartoon do not express the current views of the Walt Disney Corporation.
Hey, my producer's flagging me down here.
It has been left in the catalog to retain the historicity of this event.
We can't talk about alopecia?
No, that's great. I loved it. I'm strongly supportive.
It's a good way to get the shit knocked out of you by Will Smith,
yes,
though.
For sure.
That's for sure.
For sure. There was a guy on my college basketball team that had some hair growth issues, and the things I have heard other people say to that adult man, let me tell you, they were aggressive. They were aggressive. Mm. So the shirt joke's fine. Mm. I think that one stands.
There we
that's
go.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's our marketing expert. So, you know.
I'm borderline an asshole, though. So we shouldn't always. I'm just like really good at knowing what to do. We shouldn't always just like go with my gut, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to walk back from the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
I did homework after that trip, Casey. And that place you got that at is like the highest. I don't know what the metric was, like what the appropriate word, but like it's the highest per capita sales mall on earth.
Hmm.
Like for the like square footage and the revenue, like it's like the most profitable mall.
Which one
mall
was
on the
it?
Face
that's
there's
the,
one that's the most.
That's
no.
The Caesars is the most expensive.
It's
rent.
The most expensive rent.
Okay, that's the,
one,
the Caesars. The
yeah,
Caesars.
The one
shops.
You were in is like the most profitable.
I was at the it's all fashion stores and it's called fashion. It's all clothing.
Yeah,
but it's called fashion show.
Fashion show.
Fashion
show.
Show.
Fashion show at lunch.
I was looking for. I just needed a. I bought a tuxedo. But I needed a shirt. Mm. I needed a nice dress
yeah,
shirt
you
to
got
go
a nice
with
tuxedo
it.
Shirt, man.
At the tuxedo place, I have a large neck, and they were just
don't,
out
you don't
of
have to tell me.
They were out of stock of the particular collar size that mm-hmm. I needed. So they were like, "Shit, we'll order you one." But
yeah.
we had a black tie
whole
event,
thing.
And it was like, "We don't know if it'll be there before yeah. then." Go across the street to fucking Saks Fifth Avenue, at the Fashion Show Mall. And get a shirt, and if they won't tailor it, bring it back to me, and I'll tailor it. They were super dope, actually,
yeah, yeah.
at the suit shop. And I love my tux that I got there.
Yeah, it's great. Nice.
And they ended up getting me the shirt before it anyway.
Yep, and now you've got a great story.
And now I've got a great yeah. story. And two shirts, but not the expensive.
Not the expensive.
Oh, okay.
I did finally find a backup shirt.
I was going to say, man, a shirt that costs like, I don't know, how much does a tux cost? But, you know.
That's the thing
depends.
Is what I told him. I was
yeah,
like,
sure,
I bought a not... dirt cheap tux, but it was not an expensive tux because
nope.
you can spend as much as you want to spend.
That's what I figured.
I will confidently say that I bought a $2,200 tuxedo mm-hmm. to have forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not like, and again, in the grand scheme of like tuxedos, I could have spent 10 times as much at the store that I was at with shit they had on the rack right
yes.
there. Yes. Mm. Or I could have gone and had one cut. Mm. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. You can spend right. as much as you want to spend. And like, I got the second cheapest tuxedo in this store in a mall.
Yeah.
Right. So it was not an extravagant one. But that's where like the people at the store that I was like, I can't buy this shirt. They had just like sized me for it and stuff. They pulled it. I never even looked at the price tag because I'm at a mall going yeah, like, yeah, do you have a white dress shirt?
Right.
And then he's like, I think I got one.
I mean, I wouldn't be thinking anywhere near
I
that.
I was at
number.
Fucking Nordstrom.
Yeah.
I mean,
if they're
it, like
I'd
it
be
wasn't even
$100.
That's the thing.
Maybe,
like,
you know?
It,
well,
it
and
should
it was,
not be more than $150 to
it
have
was
a shirt
like, it
made.
It was like a twill.
Right?
It was like a twill knitted
yes.
dress shirt. I had looked at multiple other stores in that mall at shirts of, to my eye, the exact same quality. And like, I had seen prices from like $90 to $400. That was the range I was looking at. And I was like, mm-hmm. hopefully I don't walk out of here with a $400 shirt as a backup shirt. That's going to make me mad.
Yeah.
But I need to find something. We have a black tie event. We had
exactly.
to go. Mm-hmm. And so...
It was an investment.
Yeah. Know? That's how I was looking at it. I was like, business expense.
Right.
I'm only wearing this for work. Like, yep. if I can expense a hazmat suit to
yeah.
sweep up shit, then
yeah.
I can expense this because
yes.
then I got to go sweep up
that's
shit
a,
at this black tie event.
Yeah, it's a
it
white collar
also,
yeah.
also what we were doing.
I sound like such an asshole right now. For those of you still with us.
Yeah, we've entered the resolutions port
yeah,
portion
yeah,
of the
exactly.
show, right?
Yeah, there we go.
I'm
yeah.
going to get better.
Yeah.
I'm going to get better.
I'm going to get better.
I'm working on it.
But that's what I had to say. They were when I was just like, they did the whole thing and they sized it to have it tailored and stuff like that. And they brought it to the register and it rang up and it was like approximately approaching 4,000. It was
yeah.
definitely going to be 4,000 after tax.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
And I was
I'm
just
trying
like,
to imagine this reaction too.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine.
I
this.
Had my card in my hand,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
I was like, whatever it is, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I had just said that to myself.
Yes.
Whatever it is, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm,
and
I'm
the,
so,
the
I had
universe.
Been look, I had been looking for like 4 hours.
The universe is like, you sure?
I was fucking
yeah.
wiped
yeah.
out. I had literally had my pedometer going. I had walked 12 miles up and down the Vegas Strip because it was my Explore the Strip day. Mm. And like, I was like, I'm whatever it is, I'm gonna pay it. And then it came up $4,000, and I was like, I gotta rethink my logic.
Yep.
But, and I just fucking blue screened.
yeah,
know,
that's
right
what
there,
I
there,
imagined.
Like
oh, yeah.
full
reset.
Fucking reboot.
Full
yeah, exactly.
Reset, yeah.
I was like, huh? And there was a bio screen.
yeah.
And
well,
yeah.
your brain tried to even process
uh-huh.
like a $4,000
shirt. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that was, and my first reaction was, I said I would tell this story offline, but here we are. My first reaction was, shit, do I have to do it? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Yeah, I had the card in my hand, and I was fighting my own sense of embarrassment of like, I have to turn to these people that have been like putting pins in this shirt for me on me for the last 30 minutes to get it tailored and be like, I can't afford the shirt.
Yeah.
And then, and then like, and I was embarrassed about that at first just because it's an embarrassing situation.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But then finally the operating system kicked back in and I thought like, no one can afford a fucking $4,000 shirt.
Right.
This isn't a me problem.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is stupid. Yeah. I'm at a mall. I'm at a Nordstrom.
Dude, they were probably like,
I'm standing with it.
They're putting pins in it, but they're all standing around going like, I think we're going to fucking sell this thing.
Dude, we've had this shirt. We've had this shirt for fucking 12
this
years.
This idiot is this about motherfucker. To buy this shirt. Yeah.
No, wonder, what they were really saying was like, we got another dude with a black tie event 24 hours out.
Yep.
Get the fucking shirt.
Get the shirt.
Get the money maker.
Get it.
We're going to get him. He's up against the
wall.
They're
all making, they're all making rent.
This year.
Yeah, they're all making a rent off that shirt.
Well, fucking...
Showed them, didn't
fuck you, Nordstrom fashion show, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Showed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If y'all go in there, that shirt's still there. It's in a fucking drawer.
Yeah.
It's next to like a fucking Michael Kors display.
Hey, yeah. I challenge one of you to go buy it and let us know about
it. Dude, if you buy it.
Respond in the comments.
Yeah.
Actually, instead, just donate to our Patreon for the amount of the shirt.
Oh, my God.
And we'll send you a shirt. I'll send you a shirt.
I'll go buy the shirt if you donate it. If you donate that much, I won't make any money on it. I will buy it, and then I'll take it, and I'll have it framed, and we'll hang that in the office forever.
Yeah.
We'll hang it here in the studio.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
That's even better.
Fuck the office.
Yeah.
They don't, they, up there, on the floor, they don't get to enjoy this.
No, just for us.
They wouldn't
appreciate it. Podcast studio only.
Just for us.
Yep.
They don't appreciate us out there,
they
guys.
They don't. They're just out there not working or working and just fucking stuff up.
Or they've gotten home already.
No.
They definitely went home already.
Yeah. I don't know if you paid attention out there today, but they were the only ones that got anything productive done.
I don't know. Kat was watching cartoons most of the time. There
that
was like
out.
There was like three things where I was like, Kat, these have to be done today. You can't leave till these are done.
Yeah.
And then
you can watch Rick and Morty.
To Cartoon Network.
straight back to SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's good stuff.
Anyway, so I anticlimactic, for lack of a better term. Not it just business as usual. Just like, okay, we did the thing. Let's go back to work. Kind of New Year's for me.
Yeah.
I don't ever make resolutions in my personal life.
Uh-huh.
I just don't do it. I just never have done it. I've always been like, if I want to improve something about myself, the best day to do that was yesterday, and I don't need to wait till the fucking end of the year to do. I don't need to wait till the end of the year to set a goal that I will disappoint myself with.
Yes.
I can disappoint myself right fucking now.
All day, every day, man.
I bought a Peloton that I don't use in fucking April last year.
Exactly. You didn't have to wait till January.
No.
You can do
absolutely
that any
not.
Month.
Mm-hmm. I have already been disappointed in myself for 8 fucking months.
Yeah.
Right? And I would have just been getting disappointed in myself today.
Think about it. You already just got that behind you.
Yeah. It's done.
It's done.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't even
or
have to
worse, what if I had done it last New Year's?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's money that I spent 4 months sooner, you know?
And no need.
Yeah.
Yep.
No need.
That's just more of my 0% interest Affirm money.
I love that free money.
The free bank of Affirm.
I love that free money.
Because, you know, because e-commerce is stupid. It is. I don't have it. Yeah, that's I'll leave that alone, but I believe that firmly.
Mm-hmm.
It's so for those, I don't do that. I do have a lot of, I do have professional goals, though, and business goals. Mm-hmm. And that's because I do tend to think about that in yearly cycles. We just had our director's retreat last month.
Yep.
Making business plans for the company. So I do have some plans for us as a business and things that I see as sort of trends for the industry that I want to either capitalize on or avoid, like fucking laying everybody off, which is happening.
Let's try and avoid that.
We're going to aim to not do that.
Promise.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Working hard on it.
Promise that will be the aim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you shoot for the moon, Chris, even if you miss, you still land among the stars.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, I was on
that's
a poster
so
in my second grade
beautiful.
English class.
Oh, it had an impact, clearly.
Yeah, I remember that forever.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was like how certain political circles circulate information, you know, like sloganism, bumper stickers and stuff like that. It was very effective on me when I was fucking seven. Not so much
I hope that someone finally asked that teacher, won't we die without oxygen? That's what I hope. I hope that it's some just, you know, spunky little kid.
If it's all empty space, do we really land among the stars?
We'll be going forever.
You just gradually approach absolute zero freeze to death.
And eventually are pulled into something with a strong enough gravitational pull based on your trajectory and velocity that you impact into it and then are destroyed.
That's if it doesn't have an atmosphere.
Or you might just burn up
in the fucking ionosphere. Yeah.
Well, that's how you thaw out.
Or you could get spaghettified in a black hole.
You could. Yeah. So many options.
Hey, if I'm going to choose a fucking graphic
deep space death.
Astronomical death. I almost said astrological.
Yeah. I'll take one of those too.
Yeah. I want to get eaten by a cancer. oh, shit. No, I don't.
Aries.
That's bad. Aries. Yeah. Odds are I'm going to get eaten by cancer. I don't need to pick that.
We can probably assume.
No, I think getting stringified into a black or spaghettified into a black hole.
That'd be fun.
It would be an experience.
All the ways to go.
Not one of us is burned
on Earth.
We can do that anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Not one of us motherfuckers is making out of this thing alive.
No.
Okay, that's a guarantee, right?
Yep. We're going to die for sure.
And so if some you got of us to sooner choose, than others. If to be like, I wonder what it's like to cross the event horizon, I'm in.
Yeah.
I am 100% in.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even like, you know, if I fell out of an airplane and saw the ground coming at me, I would be like, this is going to suck. But if I saw myself approaching the event horizon of a black hole, I'd be like, this is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I become one with the universe.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, totally. But
I'm in.
Just more reasons to shoot for the moon.
That's right.
And not lay everyone off.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Even if you miss, you might get spaghettified into a black hole.
Yeah.
I like that better.
We need a poster of that in here is what we actually need.
I would
shoot for the moon. And if you miss,
you might
get a fight into a black hole.
Is there a demotivational poster like image that I can plug into?
That's pretty good demotivation.
It's a, you know, like whatever the GIF or the meme generators are. There's gotta be one that says motivational poster generator.
Demotivational poster maker.
I feel like this is the kind of thing we could absolutely get like a high res PDF on like 11x17 and like get printed on gloss at Office Depot and get framed tomorrow.
Oh yeah, okay. This is the meme format you expect. The black frame with the picture and the motivational
poster.
It's like
the hang in there with the kitten.
It's the hang in there, exactly. Yeah. All right. I got me one. I got to get me an image of the moon, I think.
That's fair.
Yeah,
the joke's funnier if you don't lead with the punchline.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yep. Right. Because you're shooting at the moon.
Yes.
The black hole
is the object of the sentence.
Yeah.
And everyone will expect it with the first words that their eyes see, and they'll think they know what it is. But then, boom, we got them.
They're surprised.
I think, as I'm making this poster live on the show right now,
it's exciting.
I think I need to put this up in the Friday Afternoon Deploy merch store.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll have to look and see if we can put it up as a print, or if we can get it made into a shirt.
Mm. Why not both?
Or a mug. We can put it on an entire lineup
of
product. Entire lineup of product.
I forgot about our Lofty store.
Has anybody checked to see if people's been buying stuff from there?
Hey, have you guys been buying anything?
I don't know if I have access to that one.
I'm going
to
log in there and it's going to be like, dude, you need to withdraw this money. So Megan used to handle that.
Yeah, she did.
Shit, we've given her 3 new jobs since then.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, marketing owns this e-com store.
Great. So back to Megan.
Here's the thing:
Megan.
That's true. Yeah. Well, you know, here's what we can do: we can put it in the e-com store, and then we can sell it at a loss via Affirm, who offers 0% interest loans, and then we just sell it below our profit margin,
while still having to give them a cut for the transaction.
Correct. But this is good because we're not actually chasing profits. We're just chasing the next set of bag holders in our Series D.
That's right. We've just got to find someone dumber than we did in Series C.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's harder to do in a recession.
It is.
And that's why
hard.
People
Money's
are
not
getting
free
laid
anymore.
Off.
That's right.
I hope the people listening to the show were not affected by the wide swath of venture capital funded companies layoff extravaganza.
I'm sorry this happened.
2022-23.
I'm sorry this happened.
But we do have positions open.
Yeah. HireLofty.com.
Great culture.
/careers.
Yes. If you're local, we have a ramen bar now.
We have a ramen bar.
Yeah, I heard there's the face of kitty cats in those bowls.
Is it really?
That's what I heard.
I didn't get a good look at them.
I heard that from the person who bought them.
Mm. I didn't look that close.
So I bet she's right.
I did see that they were very legitimate.
Yes.
I know what store they came from.
Yes.
And it's
came from a combination Pizza Hut, Taco Bell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All Pepsi products.
Yep. Yeah.
Half KFC.
Half KFC, half Long John Silver's.
Guys, where do we host our fucking merch store?
Man,
it's
I don't
Teespring,
even remember.
Isn't it?
It's Teespring.
Yeah,
it's Teespring. It's Teespring because I tried to make our real merch there and it did not work.
Yeah, no. Sorry, Friday Afternoon Employee folks. Those made-to-order Teespring ones are very high quality.
Oh, no,
what Chris
the
is
best.
Trying to say,
the best.
Super high quality.
Yes, yeah. And the interface and just the business processes attached to it.
Everything
top
about it's great.
Tier.
Everything about it's
the,
top tier.
I got one of the coffee mugs.
I have one of the shirts, and yeah. I do oh. actually. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah,
I mean, it's occurring to me right now that it must have made it out of the main rotation in my closet. But mm-hmm. I do have a T-shirt. We have leggings and all kinds of. I think we have some winter wear in there. I'm like over here, desperately searching for it, trying to find it.
This is the right thing to do during.
I'm
the
sure
podcast.
It's linked mm-hmm. from our website.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Oh. No wonder we haven't sold anything in
no
a while.
Shit.
Yeah, nobody's going to fucking HireLofty.com to find after Friday Afternoon Deploy gear.
Yeah,
no one is doing that.
No one's going to Friday.HireLofty.com to check this out?
Not to buy shirts.
What do they go there for? We have a website there.
No one goes there. That's the answer.
It's not true.
No one goes there.
It's not true. We have stats.
No
it's
one
not
literally.
True.
Those are bots. Those are Russians.
It's not true. We have so many people with yandex.ru emails that
those
go to
Russian
our website.
Bots.
They're probably looking for Russian Lofty.
Yeah, they
oh,
are.
That's what it is.
God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah.
And they get there and they do get to the merch store with like, I can't buy this.
It's got the little L.
It's got the little L.
It's got the little L on it.
I need yeah. the big L.
All right. Does anyone have any real resolutions for the year?
You know, I not really.
I was tongue in cheek about not laying anyone off, but in truth, responsible growth on my list and the industry should be thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I think as an industry, as far as like the labor side of this, the developers who are listening to this, y'all need to stop fucking like being okay with all this venture capital bullshit.
Mm.
That's my opinion. It means that you have to make some sacrifices. Mm-hmm. It means that your ramen bar at the company like Lofty is not like prepared by the exhumed body of a Japanese chef that they reanimated for $1 billion.
Yes.
It means that it's like packaged dry goods that you have to pour hot water on yourself.
You have to do the hard work yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know. We can't afford a private chef, but that's because we're not paying with fake money that we can't afford to give you later, and so we lay you off. So maybe stop taking all these stupid VC-funded jobs and, you know, like, make them run responsible companies. I don't know. That's my thought.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, that's kind of in the vein of like my complaint and improvements I would like to see is like security not being the last thing we try and figure out what to do all the time.
Yeah, we could at least put something below that.
Yeah, yeah, because that's
safety.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You ever cut yourself using a web app? Absolutely
no,
not.
No, no way.
Why are we thinking about safety
no one,
before
no one
we think
about
safety. Yeah. Authorization security, you know?
We don't have to have box cutter training here.
Yeah.
No,
we do.
I almost got into a box cutter almost got into me today.
We do have to have box cutters.
I had to cut
training.
Open a whiteboard. Yeah. It was a thing.
We do cut open boxes sometimes.
I know you've been fighting some security gremlins,
especially out there
in fucking Kubernetes land.
Yeah, exactly. It reminded me of back when we were first playing with Kubernetes, and I'm like, oh, this is great. Look, the robots will do the things, and look how fast it deploys. Oh, I scaled it up so fast. It's so great. How do I TLS? How do I put transport
any
layer security
of,
in front of this thing? And the internet was like, oh.
Ooh,
that's coming out in the alpha release.
That
was sort of more of
a nice to have.
Yeah, that's you're not just running it on your home computer, like on your own network.
Yeah,
oh.
Aren't you just running this to write a blog post about
right?
it?
Yeah, you just power your Medium article with it.
Uh huh.
I ran into the same thing with MLflow, which is another great tool that helps with the MLOps. that we've talked about
Stop
on here
it.
Before.
Stop saying it on this show.
Stop it.
They're saying it all over the
we're
office,
just get,
guys.
We're just getting them redirected.
They're saying
it
all over the office. We got to stop it.
But yeah, it's, you know, so it helps you with your MLOps.
God damn it.
But yeah, how do you secure it? And that's the trouble. But it looks like you just put a proxy in front of it. It's kind of what they were thinking, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then their excuse is, well, we didn't, you know, we wanted to.
We're ML operations. That's a DevOps problem.
That's what I was thinking. Uh-huh. And that's where they were like, well, we want to keep it open so that it's easy to integrate with whatever tools you're currently using and whatnot. But
that's a fucking cop-out.
That's what I thought, too. So, I've been playing around with OAuth 2 proxy, which is pretty neat. You can get a Docker container that does your OAuth proxy, plug it into anything you want.
So, you like it, it does like the OAuth handshake mm-hmm. for you.
Yep.
And then just proxies traffic across it after it's authorized.
Exactly.
So, the traffic between the OAuth proxy and your web service is actually unauthenticated.
Right.
But the proxy itself just handles like, yeah, you can log in with Google or whatever providers you have set up for.
Right. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. The only trouble with it is like then getting it to work with the API is kind of troublesome there because, mm-hmm. yeah, OAuth and robots is hard.
Yeah. Service tokens and all that shit. And you got to like refresh them.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm so glad we don't do a bunch of fucking social media API automations. Ooh. Remember that project we did
yeah.
back in the day?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We don't do retail analytics anymore. No. Fuck y'all.
Oh, thank goodness, too. Nope.
We're drawing boxes around farms now.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're damn good, too.
Better not be any geek off the street.
Yeah. Gotta earn your keep. That's, kids ask your parents about the regulators.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a meme that I made into the podcast channel.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to go look at it.
I want you guys to go look. And
here
see,
I go look.
You guys tell me what I did, and you tell me if this is worthy of the, you know, going to a, I don't know, an actual poster or some merch or something. I'm at least going to post it to the Patreon.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely. Got to. It's
patrons got to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe?
No, that's good.
Wait, you like that?
That's
no,
really
on,
good.
Hold on. I like it.
It's in there.
I love it. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you might get spaghetti.
That's a hell
into
of
a
moon
hole.
Picture.
That's what I said.
Like, where's the... Did
false
did,
color.
Did this moon smash into Mars at one point?
Yeah, this moon's a little rusty, you know? False
listen,
color.
Listen, guys. Listen. The moon was embarrassed about themselves that day, and they're using a Snapchat filter. Okay,
gotcha. Yeah,
cut the moon some slack.
The moon was feeling
look
cute.
A little pale.
Might moon, delete later.
Yeah, look a little cute, pale today. Later. They might think I'm sick. I'm gonna
didn't get enough water over the
warm
weekend.
Warm it up a little bit.
They're a little puffy.
Mm-hmm. And it really wanted to do the new trend.
It really wanted to do the new trend.
Mm-hmm. It can't dance.
No,
it can't do all the Fortnite dances.
It
and
doesn't
stuff
have
like
arms
that.
And legs.
No, it's and like that's ableist.
Yes,
you know,
that is
for us to
that
assume
is.
That it would.
That
be able
is,
to.
And it just wanted to participate.
Let it wear a filter.
Let the moon have a filter.
Let it shine.
I wonder
let it
how. Have this I wonder how our remote
it reflects, Alan. Okay.
I wonder how our astrophysicist friends would feel about our interpretation of a false color picture of the moon. Because I think they would be educating us on photons
would,
and near infrared.
They would well actually us so hard we would die.
I think the well actually
would
be
fold into the chair and cease to
and
exist.
Pat us on the head with a well actually.
Here's what I think is actually happening here in this photo of the moon.
Okay.
Is that the red tones that you see are probably infrared. And as typically noted in infrared photos where everything looks red, they just shift the spectrum to whichever direction that would be. My brain doesn't work right now. Everything goes to the right.
Yeah.
So infrared becomes red. Red becomes green. Green becomes blue. And there's just no blue or something like it. Looks like they cut the green out of this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a cool picture of the moon.
It is.
And it's going to be on our Patreon.
I like it.
This is what you pay money for.
And you guys will like it, too.
I'm so sorry.
You're welcome.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't listen
I to hope me. They realize they pay money to support us because they like us.
Yeah.
And the quality of the content that... yeah. Anyone who's left, the quality of the content we put up there isn't supposed to be a direct exchange of value for the money that you give. And we super appreciate your support. And we're sorry that we don't do better. on the Patreon.
Well, hey, that's one of the things we could aspire to this year.
We could make a New Year's resolution that Chris's marketing organization
will do better.
Could like help out a little bit and get this fucking show going, you know?
No.
Hey guys, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried.
Sorry. Maybe with more Patreon support.
Like I said, New Year's resolutions are all about disappointing yourself.
That's
you
right.
know?
So
and
I just disappointed
Chris didn't
you.
Hesitate. We no. just got straight to
yeah.
the...
I disappointed
and the
you really
is,
early.
I asked him to do that
yeah.
months ago, and
yes.
he disappointed me then.
Exactly.
We didn't have to wait until New Year's for it.
Exactly.
It's great.
This is just
yeah.
a catch-up.
Just get it right out the way there.
Yep.
I like it.
I just, you know, it's the January is just that month where, like, if the store you're trying to go to is in the same strip mall as a gym, it's harder to park.
Mm.
And that bothers me. That bothers me. It's annoying.
Yeah,
I'm like, come on, man! Can't you guys like do better at your house?
It's
so annoying.
It's almost like this is the time of year that I stop going to the gym
because yeah.
everyone else is there for
it's
now.
A whole
I'll
thing.
Pick it back up in spring
There's
when everyone
like
else is doing other stuff.
Three machines that are like, I'm not buying this
mm-hmm.
ever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay and I'm going to use it 3 times a week at their place.
Yeah,
right.
And it's always the one that's like not cool or popular,
mm-hmm.
but it's like the thing I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's never more than like 2 or 3 of them in any gym.
Mm-hmm.
But they're never in use. So it doesn't matter. I can go literally anytime.
Yeah.
And like for the next 6 weeks, there's going to be somebody using it like backwards. Like they're just going to be like on it facing the
someone
wrong way.
Someone just like laying on the ground and putting their feet on the curling rig.
1,000%. It's like, cool. This is cool. No, this is cool. I'm really, really glad.
What else, man? Did security? So
yeah.
So no more security last.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Let's just try to think about it first. And myself included. That's the thing. Like, I love what y'all have done, ML Flow, if anyone's listening or anything. It's great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And myself, I mean, I'm guilty too. It's clearly, I get it all set up. I get excited about it. And I'm like, awesome. How do I secure it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Hand it over to DevOps.
Yeah. Oh man, I know.
Yep.
I love our DevOps team.
They're
I'm
great.
I'm so happy about
They're
that.
They're great people with great attitudes and great skills.
It was interesting to interview a candidate the other day, and they're AWS certified.
Ooh.
They were like, "How much DevOps do we do?" And I was kind of like, "Oh, these days, not that much."
Yeah, we have a team.
Yeah,
we got people for that.
Mm-hmm. You had a cert, didn't you?
I don't think I actually had a cert, but I studied for it.
You went through the training.
Yeah.
Tyler got a cert.
Yeah.
There were a few certs on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were trying to get more benefit out of that than they offered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could probably look back around at that.
It might be more, yeah.
There, Lofty's in a significantly different posture
yes.
as far as the amount of business we bring to AWS than we did then. We're
yeah.
like,
yep.
hey, man, we got like 2 people on a light sail instance running on a WordPress blog.
Really like your Elastic Beanstalk.
Yeah, man. We've got like 7 G2 micros. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more benefit for us in a partner relationship with a cloud provider like that. But also, now that we're in Kubernetes land, we don't need AWS.
No, that's true.
We need someone.
Yeah.
But
somebody's
it doesn't
computers.
Necessarily have to be them. Yeah. I'd prefer it to be someone else's computers
mm-hmm.
in the cloud.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it doesn't even
we
have
need
to
one
be,
of
right?
them, you know?
Yeah.
if Microsoft,
matter.
Google, and AWS got together and said, fuck Lofty, like, we'd be really screwed if that happened.
Yeah.
But,
boy,
we
probably
that
deserved it, though, if that happened.
Yeah, man. Yeah, how do you get blackballed like that?
Bad.
Like, they wouldn't even do that to Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You got to fuck up hard.
We
that.
Asked them to, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So, anyway, for those of you looking for Russian Lofty and Lost, this is how you find out this isn't it. I one of the things that's on my list is for the team here at Lofty specifically, but it applies for the engineering team and just generally across the organization for us to further lean into developing our GIS practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now that geospatial work is a component of almost everything that we're doing right now, almost everything, and certainly all of our industries are heavy in it. You know, there's a few projects that aren't necessarily there, but anyway.
But the benefit of...
Yeah. It's the type of thing that's like, we really need to be leading the charge in, you know, like moving from a sort of followers to leaders in the industry around doing web-based stuff in GIS, right?
Yeah, I like that.
To be less of a consumer of those things and more of a producer of those things as far as like open source tools and APIs and, you know, speaking at conferences and et cetera.
In the
same way that like, there's no official list, but like we are, in my estimation, one of the more developed Django organizations, as far as a dev shop is concerned, as far as an agency type model is concerned.
There's
you know. I know of a few because I've met them all through the Django community over the years, you know.
Right.
And we're one of the larger ones now.
Yeah.
At this point.
That's true. Yeah.
I think your point, and we should circle back around to the real ones and not let me railroad this motherfucker.
Why don't you team ramrod your idea in here, man?
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of team ramrodding this week, boys. Been a lot of team ramrodding, and I haven't always been on the right side of that. That really highlights.
Sorry,
it was good.
Mental image. It was good.
You're welcome.
He meant at work.
You're welcome.
He meant in a suitable for work type way.
The other ways happen at work too, Casey.
Yeah.
Do you double down on the things you're really good at, or do you try and make yourself better at new things?
Mm.
And I think that's a really interesting question when you think about situations like this, because I am a double down on what you're good at.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Play your strengths.
Like that was something that like early in my career is I like didn't necessarily want to do the things I was awesome at.
Mm-hmm.
And like trying to make myself more or better
robust
or something else.
Yeah.
It's like, right, like be really good or be good enough at a bunch of stuff instead of being fucking excellent at one thing that makes you actually irreplaceable in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. Mm-hmm. Eventually you wake up one day and you're like, I'm never going to be that good at this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can still like help my kid with it, or like I can still enjoy the YouTube video, but like, I'm going to make sure I can get paid for these three things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be so fucking good at those that like I am unapproachable by a competitor.
The amount of return that you get on extending a strength versus trying to fortify a weakness is enormous, right? Like the amount of effort that goes into being better at the thing that you're good at versus building up something that you're just like not good at.
Yes.
It's not to say that you should not spend some time fortifying your weaknesses.
Exactly.
Like you want to be well-rounded.
Or at minimum, make sure your weaknesses aren't a liability that offset whatever your strengths might be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just a bomb that's waiting to go off.
Yep.
Right? You're like whatever it is in your career or your personal life or whatever. If it's just like otherwise, like we've all met people that like have personality issues. Like we've all met people going through shit.
Yeah.
And like we've all encountered people in our lives that are like, you know, need to like work through some shit.
Yep.
And how many of those people have you seen are like just fucking balls of charisma that everyone loves until the day they don't.
Yep.
And that explosion is so big and so dramatic and they like burn relationships and then disappear. Mm. Right. That's an example of like you've got to fortify the weakness. That like you've got a strength, right? But you got to fortify the weakness, or it doesn't matter because you just have to pack it up and start over.
Yep.
And so like you know that's a personality analog for it. But like same thing in us as a company.
Yep.
And also us as individual contributors within that company.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think building up your strengths is where you should put the lion's share of your effort as far
as
personal development.
Absolutely. And it's a really hard thing to come to, right? Like it's so counterintuitive to so much of the feedback you're going to get from people who don't think about it or for even like, you know, think about like family members or friends who are like trying to say words to you and they have no context about what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, they're going to give you platitudes. And it's like, actually, no, you shouldn't care about those things for 1 second.
Yeah, totally.
You should over-index entirely on the things you're already better than other people at, or your organization is already better at other people than, and find the biggest way to exploit that in the market.
We can think about that as a company. We can also think about it as people.
Absolutely.
And that's where like you design an organization where it's like, let individual people have specialized strengths.
Mm. Yep.
And then as a unit, we can do better things.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. That like the fact that Alan's not good at something doesn't mean that Lofty's not good at it.
Right.
It just means that Alan doesn't do that part.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's the whole reason why, like, Not Alan specifically.
No, I was going to say, that's the reason why I'm not an independent contractor.
Well, and we're talking about, yeah, right? Like, you know, there's a symbiosis between what you're good at.
Right.
You know, and like, you don't want to do Chris's job and
sell
and marketing.
No, that's what I was going to say.
I don't want to do Chris's
soft,
job.
Soft skills. Yeah, exactly.
It's dog shit.
Yeah. But, you know, the it's why we built a DevOps team.
Yep.
Right? So we stopped saying, like, for a long time, we said, like, we gotta get all our devs better at DevOps.
Yeah,
until
right.
one day we were like,
we gotta get
actually,
us all full staff.
No, we don't.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Yep.
Right.
You know, part of that was like, you go to war with the army you have.
Yes.
And we had to go, because we're not playing with fake VC dollars and aiming for a future layoff, we had to do more with less. And that was literally the only path.
We all had to wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. That was the only path to success. I was doing DevOps too.
And even in those instances, like, if you're being honest with yourself, you're still acknowledging that you're doing 2 and 3 jobs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're still like, for now, we are doing that.
There are times where I deliberately acknowledge and I say it to other people, like, hey, I'm not being the CEO right now. I'm being this. And that's because in the future, someone else will be doing that and really good at it. And,
correct.
And we want to build all our processes and systems in a way that's not like a, we have to ask Casey.
Yep.
It's like a, there's a role that needs input here. Casey happens to be playing that position on the field today.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that we don't overfit a system, because all of our processes at one point or another was Casey stamps it at the end.
Yep.
And that fell apart in a big way when we went from 7 to 30
in 18 bottleneck.
Months, you know? Yeah.
That and another sports analogy on it is, like, if you look at, like, training, the one or two things that you're really, really good at are probably the things you're doing the most. So, yes, you should get better at those and be as good as you can be at that, because you're doing that the most, you know?
Yeah. My only
still work on the other
stuff.
Exactly.
My only caveat is not to completely neglect your weaknesses to the point that they cannibalize whatever strengths you have.
Yeah.
Right.
But outside of that, it's just like, cool, that's good enough, you know? I'm like super messy and clumsy. And so, like, I don't go home and work on my agility. I mean, let me take that back.
I was imagining you with tires.
It's the kind of thing that, like, it's okay for me to, I'm not saying like I don't do physical activity. What I don't do though is go, I'm going to go to one of those ninja gyms and train for Ninja Warrior. I just need to ride my bike and like do yoga.
Yes.
And like help my balance and stuff like that. But I have zero aspiration of like fucking free climbing a tower because I would fall off and die.
Yeah.
Because I'm way too clumsy for that. You know what I mean?
That's like, I practice Wing Chun Kung Fu because I get bored if I'm working out. So that gives me a little bit more to work my whole body with. But I ain't trying to like compete in the MMA or anything.
Exactly.
You know? It's, yeah.
And so that's an example of like fortifying a weakness would be like, I'm going to take a yoga class once a week, but I'm not going to make my identity around like my fucking posture.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that's a bad idea for me to build my identity around my posture. I'm clumsy. I make fucking messes. Paige walks in the kitchen at home and is like, holy shit, it's a fucking disaster in here. And I'm like, yeah, but taste this. Because that's my strength.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good, isn't
it? I have that one too. That's,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't destroy that.
No, that was great.
That was good.
Yeah.
You can apply that. I mean, we talked, you know, same thing with like, look, I'm still a fan of full stack software engineering.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan of asking our developers to understand DevOps. Like, that knowledge is good. And I've always advocated for having like full stack knowledge, but also having a specialization.
Well, that's the thing,
good
right? Like, you need to, right? Like, I think about it. I try and be at replacement level for the things I need to do. Right. Like I want to be at a level where I can have a conversation with someone and I know the words they're saying, but I don't have to, like, I can sit in a room with someone where we're talking about server architecture and know what's going on, but I could never write that diagram.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Like that's all I need though. Like I just need to be at average level to get the things done I need to get done so that it doesn't produce drag for getting done whatever things I need to do. And like, I think that's the point, right? Is that like, I'm not over indexing. I'm able to sit in the room for the conversation, right? Like you're clumsy, but you can still walk. Like you're not saying like, I have given up use of my limbs.
It's not always straight. And sometimes I skim my knee.
Yes, exactly. Like, exactly. Like you're doing enough to get along or, you know, be participatory in whatever way it is. Right.
Yeah,
like
right.
I remember talking to a young mother about fitness once, and she was like I don't get to go to the gym, but like I need to be able to like play with my kid in the yard.
Yeah.
And like that's the thing, right? Like she's like, I'm not doing 5Ks anymore, but I can play with my 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a decision, right? Like, I'm going to be able to do the things I need to do so that I can over-index on being a great mom. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I need to be able to run a 5K anymore.
I'm also a big fan of being dynamic,
mm-hmm.
right? And I will say that, like, for me personally, I've gone through multiple, at this point, I can, like, see where the chapters started and ended looking back.
Yep.
And I've gone through multiple seasons of life where my strengths have moved from one area to another.
Yep.
Right. And so I'm very much a big fan of growth mindset versus fixed mindset.
Yep.
Of like, there are things I'm good at and there are things I aren't.
Yeah.
Which is a bit contradictory to what I said earlier. So far, I haven't ever not been clumsy. If it changes, I'll willfully acknowledge it. But like, I'm not saying that just because you aren't good at something yet doesn't mean you can't get good at it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Just to be clear, right? Like, I pick up new skills all the fucking time, and I love that. I don't go like, I don't know how to weld.
Yeah.
So never get to weld.
Well, and like,
that's just something I don't know yet.
But
in
probably
general,
won't be a professional welder.
I probably won't be a professional welder, but in general, I'm handy. And so anytime there's just a thing that I don't know how to do, I'm usually, you know, 30 hours of YouTube away from doing it pretty badly, which is the first step to doing it kind of okay.
That's the thing, right? You got to fail a whole bunch.
I think there's something to be said for like getting your hours in too, though.
Yeah.
And like, I can think about my experience in my life. Like, I wanted to be in strategy so badly that I really tried to.
You lied on your resume and got a job at Lofty.
Listen, if there was
and then built a strategy offering for us to sell.
If there was a,
I
if
think
there
you
was
could
a
run for Congress that way anymore.
If, I was going to say, if there was a job,
you
I
don't even have to follow through on the lie if you're following the George Santos story. Sorry,
if
political shit.
If I if there was a job that I shouldn't have gotten that I did get, it wasn't this one. There's been way worse ones. Anyway, what I was trying to say is I think there's some time in the chair to some of this too.
Totally.
Where like I really wanted to be on strategy and not implementation when I was really young in my career because I liked it more and it was more fun.
Yep.
But you've got to do implementation before you can do strategy. Mm. And I had to have that realization that like I had to get time in the chair.
Yeah.
Like I had to get time in the chair running operations before I could lead operations. Mm. Like I had to do the things. I had to get my 10,000 hours in before I could even be at a table with other people that had gotten their 10,000 hours in.
Right.
And like I had the same information in my brain technically probably, right? Like there's some more books I've read over the last 15 years, but like I would say my IQ is probably still the same. Yeah. I just hadn't went through, I hadn't got the bumps and the bruises and the time in the chair yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would whatever seat I was at in the plane to see all those things happen, and now I can.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like I can, and it is a huge skill now.
Right.
And my want to was the same the whole time, but I just had to go I had to go through that process and have those experiences and get the scars and go through that so that now I actually can be really good at this thing.
Yeah, that you know, and that's important, like just showing up, right? And consistently, you know, is I get worried sometimes when I see people like their philosophy is to just sit around and wait for the world to bring them something.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and that's the thing that, you know, Casey brought up and we talk about a lot is having a growth mindset. And like I think that's on the other side of the coin of being intellectually humble. And we've bumped up against that recently some in our work is that people approach a situation assuming they're right. And they show up in the room assuming that they're right and they have the right answer. And it's not that you shouldn't ever show up in the room and say, I think I'm right. But saying I think I'm right is different than you're wrong.
Right.
And like not being willing to have that ability to say, hey, we could find out new information and maybe I could get better at this. And that would make all of us better at this. And being willing to say, I'm going to approach this situation willing to be wrong and willing to find out more information.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Indeed. Wow, I didn't know it was going to turn into a self-help.
Boy,
self-help? Man, I'm sorry, mini stroke. Self-help episode.
I'm glad you
episode.
Made it through.
Yeah,
I'm glad
you made
it.
Here,
you look
man,
okay,
you know?
Yeah.
You're looking good.
Am I looking, am I
You're
all right?
Looking really good.
Yeah.
Do you smell toast?
I smell a little, no.
I could go for toast.
I love a good toast.
Oh, man. I'll fuck up some toast.
Kind of feels like a breakfast for dinner night,
ooh,
honestly, is the vibe ooh. I'm getting for
I like that.
Right now.
I like that. All right, boys. We belabored that one. What do we got next?
I am out. That's me.
That was it.
I mean, I'm not out. I'm just out of resolutions.
Oh yeah.
Building a GIS practice and responsibly growing and not laying people off. That's where I'm at this year.
I saw some chatter on the old LinkedIn, on the old Facebook for Business.
On the old, that's not what it is. Well, I guess it is now. Facebook's a shit show.
It is now. Of somebody, so somebody made a comment, and they were effectively saying, so the OP was saying, are we okay with businesses growing this way?
Mm-hmm.
And like they were clearly right, like it was clickbait, like they were clearly trying to get people talking. And then several of the initial responses were like, these people knew better, they did this to themselves. Mm. And I, like, we had the exact same, I had the exact same position when we had the crypto conversation.
Yep.
And like the people should know better and the businesses are assholes. Like both things can be true.
Yeah.
We don't have to just pick one, right? Also, again, you know, that time in the chair thing, it's so hard for young people to know.
Yeah.
If somebody walks up to you and is like, I'm going to pay you $150,000 and you're going to get this many RSUs per quarter that'll vest after 4 years. Like, you're going to call your parents and be like, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, I did it. I put in the time. I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said I couldn't, and, but I did.
Yeah. And like their friends are going to be like, congrats.
Mm-hmm.
You made it.
Yep.
Like you're buying the Coors Light this weekend. Like, this is awesome. We're so happy for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, also we would probably tell someone that.
Yeah.
We would probably be like, congrats. You
hey,
made
go
it.
For it.
We're really
That's
proud
awesome.
Of you.
Yeah. Yep.
And so like, I think it's a thing where yes, right. Like but we've also seen the bad version of that on the personal side as well.
Totally.
Where people are just overreaching and it's clear that they're taking a bad job at a bad place for made up paper money that's irrelevant.
Yeah. Mm.
And we've seen how that ends as well. And I think it can be both.
Totally.
Now, like most situations, there's fault and responsibility, right? Like everyone's responsible for their actions.
Yeah.
Someone is at fault for what happened here. And like just exploitatively, just grinding the outputs out of people that you know you can get out of them when you've made them move across the country and put their kids in different schools so that you can get a 3-quarter bump when you know you're going to terminate them in Q4.
Yeah.
That makes you a piece of shit.
Yeah. Totally.
Like that makes you an absolute piece of shit. And like that will come back around.
Yeah.
Right? Like it might take some time to like get it figured out or for the market to reflect it, but like those chickens will come home to roost.
There's a middle there's the deliberate shittiness like that is like obviously despicable, absolutely straight up. There's this middle area, though.
Yeah.
There's this middle area, and it's the one that frustrates me the most because on some level, people just outright being deliberate, I know it, you know it, calculated pieces of shit, I get it.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying, in fact, it's very, very wrong. But I understand what's going on here.
I was gonna say, you can
understand
it,
though. You're a fucking piece
of
shit and you're exploiting people. I get that. There's this middle world of people that are fucking naive.
Yeah.
Like just extremely naive and have surrounded themselves in this echo chamber where the cycle of fundraising to build an organization is inseparable from the concept of building a company.
Yeah.
That is just literally the rubric that, like, if you talk to these people, they don't even compute that there's another way.
Yep.
And I run into these people all the time at like entrepreneurship things, and they're just like, hey, what fundraising round are you at? Like,
how much money have you taken?
Zero.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? And it's like, because
yeah, the immediate next question is like, would you, are you, why not?
Yeah. Why not? Right. Like, why wouldn't you? Why aren't you?
Yes.
Dude, if you took this much, you could do this and stuff like that. And it's like, no, we're just profitable.
We're just running a business.
Yeah.
We're just profitable.
We're just running a business. Know? And you know who gets to make all the decisions? We do.
And they're literally like, why? They're literally like, why?
Yeah.
Who cares, right? Because it's a total system that's engineered for, it is an equity pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking bothers me. It absolutely bothers
me. We just got a
text message.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
We just got a text message.
You and I both did?
Almost about this exact thing from a person
thing.
Who does this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally fucking speak of the devil. He just texted us on air.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
About this exact thing.
This is a... Can I read it? Yeah. Yes. I won't tell you who it's from, But it's a screenshot from a Twitter douche. Due to economic conditions, VCs are starting to consider investing in companies that, air quotes, produce revenue. Yes, that is a technical term.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in real time.
Exactly.
In
oh
real
my
time.
God, that's hilarious.
In fucking real
that
time.
That is
people.
Hilarious. Yeah. So that bothers me because it's a matter of like legitimately people being like, I don't care about revenue. I'm growing. And it's just about raising more capital at a higher valuation so that my share price goes up, right? And at some point, long before profitability, there will be a liquidity event for me, right? When I sell those shares to someone else and I'm allowed to take my shares out at that liquidity event, whether or not the company's profitable. And I'm going to sell my shares to someone else that thinks the exact same fucking thing. Mm. Oh, I'm going to get these on the up and up. And they need this kind of capital, and I'm the only, you know, I'm at this next tier asset where I actually have enough capital to deploy, and the other people can't play in this space.
Yep.
And then there's going to be a liquidity event where I sell it to someone else for more, and no one's even talking about profitability. And then that airplane crashes inevitably at some point or another in some way or another.
Yeah.
Yes, some of them eventually make it to IPO or get bought up by private equity or start turning a profit. It does happen. But the vast fucking majority of them all just fail and everyone loses their jobs.
Well, and like it, all of these, this is the one where it gets me, right? Like it's the people who are at fault are the ones, like that's when it really starts to chat my ass.
Yeah.
Is
because to button on my point, because there's a ton of those that literally people are too naive to realize that's even what they're doing and that's the game they're playing.
Yes.
And they just think it's called building a business.
Yes.
Mm. Is playing that Ponzi scheme and taking it's not. Deliberate sociopathic behavior. It's just like your fucking ignorant ass.
There's dumb.
Needs to learn a thing.
It's they haven't had to.
Sorry,
they haven't had to eat shit and lose.
Continue. Right.
It's a sucker born every minute thing.
They haven't had to eat shit and lose. They don't have enough time in the chair yet. And like they,
but even losing isn't that big of a loss. They just go
just get more
shit,
money.
Let's pack it up and do it. Let's do it again.
But like the thing. Yeah. It's like we're out here like really like doing a thing. Like thinking about the families of the people that work here. Like to like try and do everything we can for everyone, and like it materially affects what we do every day.
Yeah,
like thinking about those people materially affects everything we do every day because we don't have a safety net.
Mm. Yeah,
we don't have a fucking life ring where somebody's just gonna like even in a down round, like it's fine. We can get you $500 million more dollars.
Yeah,
like it's fine.
Yeah.
It's I know you guys fucked up again.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna have to be a down round. Yes, everyone's gonna eat 10%. But we'll get you $500 million more dollars. And it's like, we don't get down rounds.
Yeah.
We just can't make payroll then.
Yeah. We're just out of money.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't. And so then to like have to listen to platitudes from these people who like are not running a company.
Yeah.
They're not running a business.
No.
They're just getting free money because the banks could get it from the Fed for less than 1%, which is free. P.S. That means the money's free.
Yeah.
They get free money and then they just give it to everyone and they don't have to run a business.
Yep.
They never have to make money. And it's like, I don't need to hear from these people.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're fine.
Yes.
I will go on their boat. I will play golf with them. But like, I don't need to hear from
yeah,
them.
Yeah. I don't need any advice. I don't need tips.
No, I don't need advice.
Yeah.
I don't need feedback. When you get free money at negative percent interest rates, I don't need to hear from you about any business advice.
And so,
and it's just fucking everywhere.
My challenge to, you know, the folks, because there's a lot of people who are employed by these types of organizations, especially in technology. Technology invented this model of fundraising, right? Or not invented, but certainly made it
definitely
so much more mainstream and fashion. Venture capital's been around forever.
All over the place.
But not to the point where legitimately for the vast majority of people in the workforce right now, it is synonymous with growing a company.
Yes.
That it's the only way. Because growing a company, when you ask someone if they're growing their company, you ask it like, what round are you at?
Yeah.
In the same way that you like call every tissue a fucking Kleenex. You know what I mean? And
wait,
so,
they're not?
No, yeah, I know. And so like, this is my challenge because we're hiring. And we are often I see folks that have either they're very early, you know, one or two positions. They've only ever worked at VC backed startups, right? I don't get this from the more experienced end of like the talent market when we're out hiring, but junior folks and folks that have only ever worked at one or two venture backed companies make requests of their employment that I love you guys, but I have to look at it and go, that's not real. We can't do that. You have been told that that's how the world works, you know? And it's like you talk about of you have to have time in the chair. You don't get to do strategy until you've done implementation. And it's like, unless your company is VC funded, yeah. And then you might have never done implementation and you might be the chief strategy officer.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And people come to us and go like, hey, how come I can't be a software architect? And it's like, I am really excited to talk to you and see if you're fit to join our team. You have only done a 3-month internship in software development.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
kind of thinking of someone that's maybe like put 20,000 hours, a decade of yeah. their career
13
into
years?
It. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The last person
yeah.
we hired had 15 years on this, buddy.
Yeah, sorry, you know, yeah. and I'm like, I'm not trying to be an asshole about it, but it's, at some point it gets a little bit exhausting, yeah. you know, and it's like, hey, you know, you don't get everything right now unless you're in fake. And that's the thing is that people can rebuttal to that and go, yes, I can.
Okay.
And as long as those companies are out there doing it, I don't have an argument for that. Like, okay, you're yeah. right. That company's willing to do that. Go do that. And then
when
hopefully at the first sniff of a recession, you don't get fucking cut.
Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the trade-off is that your imaginary shares stay imaginary and you are on the wrong line on the spreadsheet.
Well, here's
you don't have a job.
Here's another mistake that people make in those negotiations is like, don't worry about salary, get equity, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you dummy, mm-hmm. okay? Because not only is the RSU fake pretend money that might never happen, but also you have now negotiated down, you know, however long you stay in that role until you get a raise. You've negotiated the entire base upon which all of your future salary is determined, is some percentage of a raise, right? Is now down forever, right? Not just 1 year, not just like I'll take less salary this year. It's a one bump of cash. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this many shares this year and I'm going to make this much this year. It's like, no, you're going to make that much next year and the year after that and the year after that. You're not getting more shares. Mm-hmm. You're merely counting on the value of those shares going up. Mm-hmm. And they might not. And even if they do, they might also pop to zero before you ever even get out of the lockup period to do anything with it.
The day that happens is also the day you lose your job.
Yeah. So you negotiate out of compensation for the rest of your tenure at the company
yes.
by setting yourself at a lower starting salary in exchange for equity. And I bring this up because a lot of people come to me and be like, how much Alofty do I get to own in exchange for accepting this job? And I have to laugh and go,
none.
The answer's none.
None percent.
The company already has a value, and if you want to own a percentage of it, you have to contribute actual, you have to buy it.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not fake. It's not fake here. It's a real thing.
Take some of the real money we give you and get into an index fund.
Totally. Yeah.
So the day you lose your job, you don't also lose all of your fake money. You can keep your money, your fake money.
My inbox is filled with lovely folks from LinkedIn always offering me equity.
Oh, yeah, man.
And, you know, yeah. And some sweet equity. And I love how they
they'll
lead with it.
It's never bitter.
No, no, you don't
never
want your
salty equity.
No,
never slightly fishy equity.
I know, right?
Equity.
It's
it's always a fast paced growing company get some equity in it.
Oh my god,
get in now! Yeah,
it's a total fucking unicorn.
we'll pay you tomorrow. I promise. Mm-hmm. Is what I hear.
Have you heard of TikTok for roofers?
TikTok for roofers.
TikTok for roofers.
That's so good. I have immediately like 5 questions. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, is it TikTok for roofers, like in the industry, and then or is it just like TikTok for only roofing?
It's just people. It's just people dancing while they lay shingles. That's
Got
all.
It.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought maybe you could.
Can I get some equity? Nothing.
It's just a Harry Styles song with a bunch of dudes in Carhartt
shingles.
Yeah, shingle. But it's the shingles virus.
Yeah, no, it's not actually. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
No, we should
have you not had chicken pox?
We should have clarified.
I've already had chicken pox.
Real bummer.
Oh, I can't even get the shingle.
No. You've already had chicken pox. That means
I will
the
get
shingles
that.
Virus
I've
is alive.
I've already got the shingles.
In your body.
Oh,
you're carrying
man.
It around.
Yeah.
You, sir, have a future as a roofer.
Yeah,
you're gonna be schlepping some shingles up and down a building at
heck
one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, man. I had chicken pox, too, so, you know, it's coming.
I think most of us did.
I got it in 2 rounds, so I got it when I was really little, and it wasn't that bad, so then I got it again when I was, like, 10.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
It was not awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Suboptimal.
Yeah, I would bet.
Yeah, that sucks.
Not a fan of just blisters happening.
Yeah, no, not cool. No.
Yeah, that's some biblical shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not into it.
No, no. Not here for it.
No.
Wasn't cool.
Mm-mm. We can't go out on that note.
No,
someone's
got to
land this airplane.
Oh, shit,
we did
boys.
A 180 real quick.
I have shit talk on everyone that's ever worked at a venture capital funded company, which is going to be 98% of our audience.
It
sorry,
is,
guys.
But do better. You guys will figure it out one
day. Yeah, totally.
It's fine.
Hopefully it's not
we
too
all
late.
Have to, like, we all get those bumps and bruises, right?
I mean, if you're in there right now, like, you know, like, cash out, take the money.
Get your money.
But
yeah.
Like Chris
money.
Said, put it in an index fund.
Yeah, get your money.
Stop spending it on prominent video games. Yeah. And if you want ramen,
come work at Lofty.
Come work at Lofty. The ramen's free.
Sarah will take care of you.
That's our equity.
We've got a ramen.
we have
ramen equity.
And ramen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
ramen
we do.
Equity.
We have RSUs. Ramen secured units. Yeah. And they fucking vest immediately.
Yes, you can vest
as soon as you pour the hot water on it.
90 seconds. Yeah. About 90 seconds on that hot pot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good.
If
major
you,
returns
ooh,
on your
ooh,
investment
how
there.
How about this? If you could give yourself... from 10 years ago,
oh.
a New Year's resolution,
oh,
what would it be?
Shit.
Give yourself 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
I have a dark one.
Yeah, mine are old.
Yeah.
The first ones that came to my mind are like, don't do that, dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, got a few of those.
Someone asked me once at a startup crawl, they were like, they asked me the founder question, which was like, if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice about starting your company, what would it be? I'd be like, super don't do it.
Don't.
Only because, not because the current state is bad, but like if I knew it all and I was aware of some of the pain that I'd endure along the way, I legitimately, here's my more refined version of that. That might have even been a darker time in the company's history when I said that, where it was just like, I definitely said I would tell myself not to do it, but, and maybe that was the end of that story, that current iteration of Lofty. You know, it's hard. But now the answer is still, I would have told myself, don't do it, and I would have spent more time in industry. And it's exactly like you said. Mm. I would have spent more time in implementation before I thought I was smart enough to come out here and tell people how to do it right.
That's fair.
I feel confident now that I know how to tell people to do it.
You've
right?
gotten the hours.
But like I fucked it up for a while.
We all
know?
Do.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah. Well
so that's
said.
It.
We all do. Yeah.
I would spend more time. The flip side of that question is people said like, oh, for people that want to start your own thing, especially in dev, like to start your own dev shop or consulting firm, what's your advice for people starting out and how do you find your first customers? The answer is like, if you don't know who your first customers are, you're not ready to start.
No. Mm.
You need to go whatever industry you're going to consult for, go spend more time in it. And the day that you no longer have a question about how to start is the day you're ready.
Yeah. The day your inbox is so full of people asking you to do it for them.
People
that it affects,
people who have already indirectly paid you to solve these problems for them are like, can I just write you the check?
Yes,
now you're ready.
That's when.
Now you're ready.
That's when.
Maybe. Now your market's ready. If whether or not you're ready is a different question.
That's true. That's the second part of the equation. I think for me, like, you know, honestly being reflective, I think, you know, in the vein of the conversation we've had today, I think it might be like admitting the things I was really good at and doubling down on them sooner.
Oh, yeah.
And not trying to do other stuff.
Yeah.
Is that like, you know, just not even like accept it, right? Like, and it goes, you know... It's tangential or it's secondary to your answer, which is like, don't start this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, accept the things that you're really, really good at and just be those things. Mm-hmm. And like, that doesn't mean we can't grow and change and become more, but allow. And maybe part of that too is that I love my job and I love what we do and I love what I get to do. But I love the life that I get to have because of it even more. And mm-hmm. I love the life I get to give my children and my family even more than I love that. And like, I would do whatever I needed to do on our team for our team to be successful because it means that I get to take care of the people around me that I love because we're really, really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really good at my part of it. And so I think that might be what I would tell, you know, 10 years ago self, is that it's okay to be really, really good at this stuff. Just keep being really good at it. You don't have to be 10 other things too.
Yeah.
Just be the thing you're really, really good at and own the shit out of it.
I like it.
Yeah, that's great.
It's good advice.
It's good.
Alan?
God damn it.
What do you tell young Alan?
I can't fucking follow that
shit. What do you tell young Alan?
You absolutely can.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Alan's going to be like, hey, man, there's that party. It's like at a barn. Don't go, man.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't.
I mean, like, my aunt, like, you know.
Alan's going to tell himself, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, slow the fuck down in that geo tracker, okay? Just like,
mean, like, is
just
it
take that turn a little bit
luckily
slower.
Luckily, that was more than 10 years ago.
Okay, yes.
Isn't the real answer for everyone, marriage is simply an inefficient tax structure? Isn't that the real answer?
It's a business arrangement,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's
come
a, it's,
on
a, it's a really shitty tax structure. Don't do it. I think that's the real answer.
You know, yeah, I hate following, because, like, mine's kind of like yours. Like, yeah. You know, because it's, like, imposter syndrome
yeah,
is such a
that's
thing.
Good.
That
mm-hmm. That's good.
I think I would go back and tell myself, you know, to relax.
Everyone feels this way. It's
yes,
okay.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah. You're doing it okay. You don't have all the answers, and that's
no
all
one
right.
does.
Yeah.
No one
exactly.
does.
Just give yourself comfort
yeah.
in
yeah.
this,
because yeah.
you
yeah.
can't make it go away.
No.
Right.
Because imposter syndrome is a good thing.
Yes.
Yes.
If you don't have imposter syndrome, you're a fucking arrogant
yes,
sociopath.
You kind of suck.
You yeah. are. You are. Yeah. You are on the. You're being brutalized by the blunt end of Dunning-Kruger.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Real
and,
hard.
Yeah. And so it's good to have imposter syndrome.
Yes.
That
yeah.
means that you have a conscience and you like care about the quality of your output and whether or not people perceive you to be providing value.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Hmm. But also. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
The funny
yeah.
thing is
you
is that
balance
like,
that.
Yeah. It's all made up.
Oh, God.
And, all the rules are
well,
made
and
up.
Like, you know, we've even
Everyone making
this.
Up the rules doesn't know what they're
no.
doing either.
They're just.
That's why they're making rules.
They're making,
yeah.
And like, that's one of the, that's been one of the funny things as we've moved up the value chain so aggressively is that like, we're in such a different place with our clients than we have been previously. And guess what? They're all still making it up too.
Yeah.
Like the millionaires
they're
just, and billionaires,
making it up all day.
They're still making it up.
And they're
promise.
They're texting us funny VC memes.
Yes, memes.
Yeah.
In the middle of recording a podcast because they're also making it up.
Yeah.
They're just a millionaire
yeah.
who's making
He's
it
He's a
up.
Millionaire that texts memes.
Yes, exactly.
He just texts about finance memes.
Yes.
That's all. It's still
it's
memes.
Different. No, yeah. it's the same. Yeah,
he still sends
sure.
us TikToks.
He absolutely does.
Oh, man. All right. That's it. It's a new year.
Yeah, happy new year, guys.
Happy
new yeah.
year
happy
to the, new
year.
To you guys.
To specifically.
Thank
and
you,
then
yeah.
to the broader
yeah,
to the
body Catholic.
Yes, the broader you guys, the uh-huh. the auditory you
the
guys.
Hey you guys.
Yeah.
Which by the way, I, you know, until very recently I thought guys was a gender neutral term and I mean this in the right way.
Mm.
So maybe not you guys, but you know what I'm saying.
Y'all. That's
y'all.
What I like y'all.
Y'all is good. We're
y'all
gonna take
is,
over.
Yeah,
the
everybody.
South's gonna take over.
Yeah.
It turns out that all the tolerance was here all along.
Yeah.
It was just hiding behind the racism and the systematic oppression.
It's hard to
we
see
just
through.
Had to get through the racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the systematic oppression to yeah. get to mm-hmm. the loving that's the Chewy Center, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Just that loving Chewy
it's at
Center.
The heart
y'all
of.
Was the ultimate pronoun all along. Anyway. Happy New Year and
yeah,
all that
happy,
stuff.
Have a great year.
It's gonna be fun.
Stay
I've
with
got,
us.
I've got some plans.
Join us.
We've got plans for this show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to work on those.
We're
gonna
do more
year.
And be more.
They didn't yeah. make it into the resolution side of it because, again, I don't believe in that because
yeah.
that's just setting ourselves up for disappointment. So
we can
just
be better
like always.
Anytime.
That's right. We can just continue
yeah,
to improve.
Yeah, we don't have to do better in January.
Yeah, yeah.
We can just tell ourselves we'll do better in February and then not do it and then be kind of mad.
That's my whole point.
You know, we might
it's
even
circle.
We might set
a
up a camera. We might, you know, we might. YouTube
we've got
this
cameras.
Thing.
We've
yeah.
got things. We've got a
channel. You guys
channel.
Can follow our OnlyFans.
We've got an OnlyFans.
It's kind of that's kind of like
we
that's kind of like VC funding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's how the world works. OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can wear some short shorts. I'm fine
that's,
with it.
I was thinking about that for a minute. Like, no, that's kind of more like crowdfunding.
Oh yeah.
I'm kind of more supportive of Kickstarter than anything else. At least it's like people that actually want to buy your product.
Yeah.
Sort of all kind of. Proxy buying your product
it
at
is,
a discount.
It is. It's not.
You're
the,
still losing money.
You need to have product. We're gonna fucking fall off
God
the rails
damn it.
In a
minute.
Yeah. No, we
product market.
It.
It's okay. We don't. It's if you turn the show off now, we
it's
won't
fine.
Be mad.
I don't. I won't judge you. Yeah, product market fit is without a doubt the most important first step you have to have.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the product market fit can be you three people sitting around saying, no, this is the way it needs to be. Mm-hmm. You can be wrong, but like product market fit is the first thing you have to delineate when you're trying to start anything.
Yeah.
And if you don't have product market fit, it doesn't matter.
Which is why having your initial seed funding source come from actual purchasers
who are paying
your
you money for the thing. Yeah. And that's the thing about Kickstarter is that like
no one gets enough to do anything on Kickstarter unless they already have product market fit, right?
You're not going in the room and convincing one rube that this is a good idea and they write you a check. Mm-hmm. Like you've got to go to the people who are actually going to pay for it and convince them that this is the thing they need for the
value.
Yes. And so like you have
to
your
a person
first
who
step.
Is not an investor to be like, I'm willing to pay for this thing that doesn't exist yet and accept the risk that it won't come.
Correct.
And even if it does come, it's going to be fucking 18 months from now and I'm going to get the shoe that I bought.
Yeah, exactly, you know, right? Like it's
as opposed to going to fucking Target right now and walking out with a shoe today and with that shoe and I'm going to wait 18 months.
Yeah.
I have a pair of Kickstarter pants.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite pair of pants.
Well, there you go, man.
Took fucking 13 months till delivery.
It was validated.
On this pair of pants.
And you got your fancy pants.
I had to walk around with, you know, my knees out.
Regular knee out pants.
I was just a shoe.
This man had no pants.
I was a shorts all year.
He was a pantsless man.
Shorts all year dude.
Roaming the earth.
And that's how
knees and calves exposed.
You guys, one pair of pants.
One pair.
You guys, one pair
of
Sunday pants.
Now I got one good pair. No, these aren't them.
No, those aren't them.
I have at least two pairs
of Sunday pants.
At least two pairs of pants.
That's smart. Yeah.
For both those Sundays.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.
See y'all next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Friday Afternoon Deploy, recorded and produced by the team at Lofty in Fayetteville, Arkansas. For show notes from today's show, past episodes, and links to our Patreon and merch store, visit friday.higherlofty.com. If you'd like to reach out to the show, or if you're local to the Northwest Arkansas area and you'd like to be a guest in person on the show, email us at podcast@higherlofty.com. That's podcast@HIRELOFTY.com.